Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, what does it mean to doubt? We've been over it before, but let's review. What does it mean to doubt? Think about doubt and the word double. D-O-U. See, the first several letters, exactly the same. Why? Because that's what it means. Duo, two. It literally means to stand in two ways. To, you know, have two opinions. Halt. The same word is translated stagger in Romans 4. And the same word is translated waver in James 1, same word that's here translated doubt. So to doubt means to waver, to vacillate, to stagger. Well, what are you wavering between? It has to be more than one thing. And that's the problem. So, you know, if you said, mountain, you be removed. You be thrown into the sea. You get out of my life. Now, what needs to happen next? Look at your verse. What needs to happen next? Believe that what you said, what? Will come to pass. So it's not just a matter of saying it and making sounds. You say it, but then you believe that what you say comes to pass. That means you are fully expecting what you said to happen. Not, well, we'll throw some words out there and see if anything happens. No, no. You believe what you said is coming to pass. And what's the next phrase? What? Well, I turned them around, didn't I? Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. So you don't doubt. How would that work out? Mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. What, if you doubted, how would that work? You'd go, it's happening. And then you'd go, I don't know. I don't know if that thing's going to move or not. It's not moving. Look at it. Nah, it's moving. It's moving. Yeah, it's going to move. It don't look like it's moving. What is that? Is that one thing? That's two. One day you're going, yeah, it's moving. It's moving. I told it to move and it's moving. And then the next day you're going, it ain't moving. It's not moving. You cannot consider both and be in faith. That's duo. That's doubting. Yeah, I asked the Lord to heal me. I believe I received my healing. Body be healed. Tumor die. Dry up. Cancer die. Dry up. Now, what do you got to believe? You got to believe that it's dying and drying up. Yeah, but we ran tests, you know, a week after that, and it looks like it's bigger than it was. Well, it's not. Well, no, it is. It's not. Well, what's that? That's wavering. You can't believe both. And what did the Bible say about the wavering? A double-minded man, duo-minded man, is unstable in all his ways. And, you know, don't think that you'll receive anything of the Lord. That's why he said, don't doubt. Why? Because it'll keep you from receiving. You got to settle in on one. Now let's talk about your salvation. How many believe you're saved? Are you sure?
Yes.
What if you're not?
You are.
Huh?
Sure.
Yeah, but what if you're not? Are you doubting about that?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is Jesus coming?
Yes.
Yeah, but what if he don't?
Yeah,
but what if he don't? Have you lost any sleep?
No.
Thinking about he might not come?
No.
Do you part of the time think he's coming and then some days you think he ain't coming?
No.
Huh? No, but every day and night you think just the one thing. He's coming. Single. That means you're in faith. No duo. Are you saved?
Yes.
You know, I never lose any sleep about being lost. Not because I've done everything perfectly. My faith is not in my works to be saved. My faith is in what He's already done. I'm saved. Yeah, but what if you're not? Ain't no what if. I'm saved. I never entertain that I might not be. Are you listening now? Somebody said, well, I wish I could be that confident. Well, you better get that confident, or that's why you ain't saved. Well, brother, I'm just going to do the best I know how, and then when I get there, we'll find out. No, you're lost. You're talking about your works. You're not saved by your works. Nobody can ever live a good enough life to be saved. Not happening. You got to put your faith in what He's already done. And you got to rest in that. And if you're in faith in it and you believe that, you're not entertaining anything else. Do you see this now? The reason I keep bringing this up, you already know how to do this. You're doing it concerning your spiritual salvation. You're doing it concerning the coming of Jesus. You already know how to do this. You do the same thing with healing and you'll be healed. Do the same thing with your prosperity and you'll prosper. Same thing with your protection. You'll be protected. Yeah, but what if something happens? Well, we'll pray, but you know, you just never know. Well, maybe you don't, but you could. I said you could. Now listen, I made these statements, but I want to say these again. Well, in fact, go to Romans 4. Romans 4, we saw this concerning Abraham. Verse 19, he was not weak in faith. How was he not weak in faith? Being not weak in faith, he what? He considered not his own body now dead when he's about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, and he what? That's exactly the same Greek word for doubt that's in Mark 11:23. You could say he doubted not, or you could, oh, it's the same word in James translated waver. You could say he wavered not. He doubted not, he wavered not, he staggered not. But now back up to the previous verse. What else did he do not? He considered not, so therefore he what?
Staggered.
Doubted not. Staggered not. Wavered not. Because he what? I know you've heard us say this before, but this is so important. So important.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. He considered not.
He considered not.
So he wavered not.
So he wavered not.
Say it again. He considered not.
He considered not.
And he wavered not. Now here's two statements I want to give you. You might want to write them down. If you're unsettled, it's because you're undecided. If you're unsettled, it's because you're undecided. If you're confused, it's because you're considering something you shouldn't be. Did you hear this now? If you're unsettled, now along with this would be frustrated, aggravated, perplexed. All that's included in this idea of being unsettled. Unsettled is because why? You're undecided. You're still halting between two things. And if you're confused, it's because what? The Bible said in, well, in fact, hold your place and turn there. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 11, just a few pages over. 2 Corinthians 11:3. Paul said to these saints at Corinth, he said, I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve. This is 2 Corinthians 11:3. As the serpent beguiled, he's tricky. We talked about that Friday night. He beguiled Eve through his subtlety, his cunning, his craftiness, trickery. So your minds should be corrupted from the what? The simplicity that is in Christ. That's what happens when people doubt and they waver. They are corrupted and removed from the simplicity. We live in a society that prides itself in its complexity. Don't do it. People do. You know it's true. In this society, people look at you and they say, well, I'm a very complicated person. I'm a very complex, complicated person. What does that mean? They're confused. It's true. Confused, unstable person. It's just a fact. You want to see somebody that's rock steady, that's solid, that's stable? I'll show you a simple-minded person. What do you mean? Singular. When I say simple, that's what I mean. I'm using it in this sense, singular mind. Well, simple, one, is about as simple as you can get. Right? One. You go into a place to eat. You go, where are we going to eat today? Well, it's all so complicated. Not if there's just one restaurant. Well, what am I going to pick off the menu? You know, it's so complicated. Not if there's only one thing. What would you like to have today? Beans or cornbread? Are beans and cornbread, and we also have beans and cornbread. Do you wrestle with it? Well, let me see. Wow. I don't like making these decisions. No, when there's only one, it's easy. Oh, friends, listen with your heart this morning now. Do you want to be happy in life? Huh? Or do you want to go through the torment and confusion of frustration and vexation? Why are people confused? They are considering things they should not be considering. They're considering options, considering alternatives they should not even be thinking about or talking about. Why are people unsettled and unstable? They're undecided.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Unpersuadable Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104G. That's R1104G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.